I'm Eric Teal. We've got more live music in the studio today. Joining me, Edward Herta, out on tour in support of a new album called The Wondrous Folly of Von Frog. We will talk about that in a few minutes. Welcome to Jefferson Public Radio.
Well, thank you for having me and my little crew here.
I was reading that in a couple of different places that you are referenced as being from Southern California or Northern California. So which is it?
Originally from Northern California, born and raised up kind of in the Sacramento area. And then I went to school down in Southern California. And that's where I live now, in Santa Monica.
Now, is it true, reading about your background, that you spent some time as a stand-up comedian?
Yeah.
What was that like, and where were you doing that?
It started in college. I went to UC Irvine, and I studied Commedia dell'arte and theater, where that's what I majored in. And then when I was probably like 19, I started doing stand-up. I worked at the Irvine Improv as a sound lighting guy, and so I'd get to know the comedians. They would let me go up on stage and perform, and eventually got to opening up for like Dave Attell and Reggie McFadden and, you know, some pretty big names. And then one day I just got on stage and I didn't feel it anymore, so I just stopped.
It was that quick?
It was pretty much like after one show, yeah, that I just, it wasn't in me anymore.
How long had you been doing it at that point?
Probably about 4 years.
Fairly successful at it, or was it still a struggle each night?
It was like right at that point where it was starting to get kind of successful. I almost had my own TV show that I had wrote. We shot a pilot, shot some commercials with this one network, comedy commercials, and then I just didn't have a passion for it anymore. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I've watched a couple of the video clips as they exist out in the YouTube world of Karnoff, one about Karnoff, right?
Yeah,
the video game character.
Yeah.
You were working as a stand-up comedian, working, or what, were you just doing?
Oh, I would say I was working as a waiter and and such.
As the story goes,
and,
yeah.
And you know, the thing with stand-up comedians, if you start out, you're going to be a road comic, and you're not going to make a whole lot of money. And I was in LA, and I was trying to do it, and I didn't really like the comedy scene and such. So yeah, I just stopped. And actually, I moved to New York City. I got it in my head. I wanted to be in advertising all of a sudden. So with like $2,000 in my bank account, I moved to New York City. And I was like, I want to be in advertising now.
How long did you do that?
And then I was in that world for about eight or so years,
oh, wow.
Maybe a little bit more.
So there's referenced in your bio that there was a fairly significant breakup.
Yeah.
That, I guess, launched the transition period from comedian and ad exec or ad rep anyway,
yeah,
to musician.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
This was literally, this is like about 2 years, like on the nose.
Sorry for bringing that up again.
No, I mean, that's what the songs are about and that's what we sing. And it's just, but yeah, to cope with the breakup and a lot of kind of transition and change that was happening in my life, I started writing music, and I'd never written music before, but I'd always played instruments. I'd been playing guitar and banjo and such and mandolin for quite some while.
And you ended up literally driving out into the desert somewhere?
Yeah, I left my job as an advertising creative director, and then I went to this little town called Pioneer Town.
Where's that?
It's by Joshua Tree.
Okay.
And it was built in, I want to say the 50s maybe, to be the set for like Bonanza and a bunch of old westerns. So all those facades still stand in these old like shops. And then there's a saloon and an inn. And I just kind of holed up in this inn with a bunch of instruments and just, you know, just stuff came out basically.
Edward Herta is my guest live in the JPR studios. His new album is called The Wondrous Folly of Von Frog. We'll talk about that title and the name. What are you guys going to play first? And I should say, you're not here alone. Who have you brought in?
So we have a couple buddies from Los Angeles. This is Trevor Smith playing guitar. He'll do some vocals. He's in an awesome band also called Flowerglass. And then we have Matt Flynn, who goes by Shifty Teeth. both are, you know, exceptional songwriters, awesome musicians, and I just like to play with my friends, so I asked them if they wanted to come out on the road with me, and they're like, let's do it. So we turned into like a little acoustic trio.
Glad to have you here. What are you going to play first?
Well, I guess given that we're in the Shakespeare capital of the world, Just Like Juliet and Romeo sounds fitting.
Ixi, Gaxi, Golme, Nelja. Yeah. haughty smile and your platinum hair put me back every time I stare. Your tongue is sharp like a rapier blade. It cuts right through every time you say my name. And I don't know much about you. I'm kinda tired from the night before and the girl who left me just this morning. You were unexpected, girl, that's for sure. But I'm ready to stroll your soft white shores. And I don't know much about you, but I think I might love you just like them fools, Juliet and Romeo. They say love at first sight is a curse, but I can think of a few things that are worse. Like getting your girl stole from under your nose, being chased down by her dead cousin's ghost, having a plague put on your home, ending your life in a dark, dank tomb, just like them fools, Juliet and Romeo. We may have met just today, but I feel like I know you from another century. My heart is skipping at a clip. I wanna share my time with this damn fine chick. And I don't know if our play will end in woe, but I wanna see how far we can go, just like them fools, Juliet and Romeo. Just like them fools, Juliet and Romeo. Just like them fools, Juliet and Romeo. Just like them fools.
That is Just Like Juliet and Romeo. It's Edward Herta live in the JPR studios. The album is called The Wondrous Folly of Von Frog. Why?
So my nickname is The Frog, and during that kind of transition period.
Why?
You know, people ask me that all the time, and there are many different, you know, reasons I think why people might call me The Frog. One, it possibly because I can never keep a relationship. And so it's like I'm always jumping from lily pad to lily pad. And another could be that I'm tall and skinny and I move like a frog. And, you know, I've always kind of done dangerous things. And maybe that's playing in traffic like Frogger. So my friend, a good friend of mine, Reza, down in Southern California, he gave it to me years ago. And then people start, that's what they call me.
Was there any specific story behind the title, The Wondrous Folly of Von Frog?
So the Von Frog was actually my kind of stage moniker for a while when I was in that kind of this weird place of figuring out who I was and what I wanted with life. And then eventually I kind of shed that and was like, no, I'm just me. I write these very honest songs. So it's me, Edward Herta, the given name. And then the idea about Wondrous Folly is that, you know, these bad things happen. But out of it kind of, I think, came something beautiful, came something different and unexpected. So, you know, it's like a good mishap. Kind of like if you play golf and you have a good miss,
yeah.
You know?
So you've been out on tour now, musically out on tour now for a couple of years at this point?
Oh, no, not at all. This is technically my first tour.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was local gigs prior to that?
Just playing locally.
Yeah.
It started with just playing open mics, and someone asked me if I had any CDs, and I said no, I just kind of write music and play it, and then I got it in my head, I wanted to make a record, and so I made a record, and then people started buying it and emailing me on Facebook, and so...
Grown from there.
Yeah.
What's harder to do? Be up on stage playing music in front of people or up on stage with a comedy routine?
I'd say comedy is definitely more difficult.
Why?
If you write, it's kind of... if you have to make people laugh. You know, that's the given. That's how you know you're doing a good job. I think with music, you want people to listen. And you can lose yourself in the music as well. Even if there's like background noise going on or people not caring, you just close your eyes and you play your jams and then you get off stage and you give those who are listening the best show. But stand-up comedy, you know, you have nothing in your hands. You just, you know, the guitar at least also takes away that nervous energy of the hands.
It fills time too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You mentioned how you were up on stage doing a show at one point and you just realized that you were done with mm-hmm. that face. Are you still funny? I mean, maybe I should be asking this of you, but they're both shaking their head no. I mean, your songs are not, these days, at least on this album, your songs are not particularly humorous lyrically. So are you still kind of surrounding yourself with humor outside of the music?
Yeah. I mean, I like to have fun. I like to joke around. I think I have a pretty, you know, cynical sense of humor or dark sense of humor. I try to infuse humor into the songs, like, you know, Natural Disasters, I think a funny song. Western Room that has these characters from American like folklore in it, and they're, you know, they all die basically, but these in the songs, they're lovers, and it's, you know, kind of about codependency, and it's the humor within like the darkness, I think, that is that I enjoy.
So are you starting to get good feedback from having sent the album out? I mean, this is one of many that we receive sometimes just in the mail, and we open them all up and pop them in and listen and try to hear things that are new and interesting, and yours certainly fit that bill. Are you hearing back from radio or folks that are just hearing the album?
Yeah. And thank you for throwing it on and playing it.
Oh, absolutely.
It's awesome. It's getting a lot of airplay throughout like a lot of college NPR type stations. I think a couple mainstream-ish stations have started playing it. But all across the country, I've started developing a big following in Spain and Italy and the UK, strangely.
Huh.
It's kind of weird. I'll get like random CD sales on the Bandcamp page from Spain, and then yeah, and I've had like 3 booking requests from Madrid, and so I want to go play Spain, I guess, eventually.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's good feedback. You know, it's all time, and, you know, I don't want to be like an overnight success at all.
Were you kind of hoping for that when you pressed the CD, or were you just fulfilling the questions that you had gotten of, hey, do you have an album?
It was kind of the next step of going, well, I have this record now, and so let's put it out there and see what the world has to say about it, you know, and just keep doing what I love doing, you know.
What are you going to play next for us?
This is a song called Them Days.
Them was the days of wine and roses. Those were the times of whiskey and rye. Long hot kisses on a summer's night, babe. Those were the days I lost my mind. We found each other without redemption. You fell into me like a shooting star. I let you in with no exceptions and no reservations in my heart. If there was trouble, we found it. Hills we climbed, rules we broke 'em. that ain't no crime. If there was liquor, we drank it. A bed we'd lie. If it was love, I felt it for the first time. Felt like a kid in an itty-bitty playground, swinging ourselves up on them swings, laughing at the whole damn world around us. You was my queen and I was your king, but we was thrown from our whirlwind, ripped to shreds, fell out of that bubble, a long time coming, so you said. Our time was over, the bottle had gone dry, turning over stones for answers as we watched the light inside. Of wine and roses, those were the times of whiskey and rye, long hot kisses on a summer's night, babe. Those were the days I lost my mind. Those were the days I lost my mind. Those were the days I lost my mind.
That's Edward Herta live on Open Air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. Streaming online, www.ijpr.org. The new album is called The Wondrous Folly of Von Frog. You can get information on the album and on Edward at his website, edwardherta.com. Earlier, when you did Just Like Juliet and Romeo, what is it that kicks off your album? That very beginning part.
Ixi, caxi, come, nelja.
Yeah.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, and it's in Finnish.
Why? Why did you kick off your album with a count off in Finnish?
So there are a lot of like little inside things in, throughout the entire album. Itself is a full linear story from song 1 to 12. And the girl who broke my heart, she was Finnish.
Ah.
That was her. So I just thought it would be funny to kind of start the album 1, 2, 3, 4, but do it in a different, you know, that's my sense of humor, basically.
I read somewhere you talking about a question that you ask yourself when it comes to music. You're asking the story or the song.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
How do I best phrase it? You know, you can hear a good song, but it might not have a great story in it, you know? And I think the songs that I listen to a lot and the songs that I hope to be able to create are songs that stand alone if it's just me with like one instrument, you know? So you're telling a good story dependent of how it's arranged and how many instruments there are and the harmonies and such. And so that's kind of, even when I was recording all and writing this, I knew that it would most likely be me, just me on stage with a guitar. So the song itself or the story itself had to be strong enough and had to stand out. Didn't need to rely on everything else. Mm.
Do your stories come first or does the music come first?
They kind of come at the same time.
Yeah.
I kind of write in a stream of consciousness sort of space. And right now I've had this one kind of thing on my mind. So I'm getting a lot of new material right now.
I read about a song. We talked about how the songs on this album are not overtly humorous.
Yeah.
But I read online someone that had been to one of your shows a while back and had heard you do a song called "The Secret."
Yeah.
Which I've never heard. I don't know if have you recorded it ever?
No. It's it might be on the next record. I have like 30 songs I've written between releasing this and now, and then there's I guess the most recent Heartache. That is bringing out a lot of music from this this gal down in Southern California, but yeah.
Well, would you mind doing The Secret for us now?
I don't mind at all. I do have to warn you in that I haven't played it in a while, so bear with me.
When my buddy stepped to me and asked about my baby, I swear I wanted to scream. He said, I like burning ants, I like swinging bats, kissing girls ain't my thing. You were pretty frail with your side ponytail swaying in the autumn breeze. I felt your smile in my pants, a sign of romance, and you passed a little note to me. It said, meet me in the schoolyard, I show up at 12 sharp, bring your pencil, I'll have my notebook, we'll figure life out, write about it, but don't tell no one, it's our little secret, and we'll be on our way, and we'll be on our way. We was getting older and you were growing colder, queen of the high school halls. A shoulder made of ice, you were looking pretty nice, I didn't stand a chance at all. My teeth were made of metal, my face was pus and pimples, I spent my days trading cards. Then out of the blue, I was staring up at you, said something and it hit me hard. You said, meet me in the dugout, oh boy, let's make out. Just watch your train tracks, they might hurt my mouth. No regrets now, you won't forget this. Just don't tell no one, it's our little secret. And we'll be on our way, and we'll be on our way. And we'll be on our way. You was kinda married to a bald guy named Larry, living the American dream. You had a bad spray tan, three kids, a minivan, a mortgage, and a busted weave. I was passing through, I don't know how you knew that I was playing your local scene. I looked at my phone, I saw the area code, it was a message from you to me. It said, meet me in my house, my man ain't in town, the kids are at grandma's, and I got this new nightgown. Remember the schoolyard? We figured life out, but keep your mouth shut, it's still our little secret. And you'll be on your way, and you'll be on your way, and you'll be on your way.
Something like that.
That is Edward Herta live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new album is called The Wondrous Folly of Von Frog. So when you're on stage now, do you intersperse your music with any comedy bits similar to like Leo Kottke, who's incredibly funny on stage?
Yeah, I just kind of talk about well, what's on my mind for the most part, and usually it comes out in with my dry sense of humor. And I think when people aren't expecting comedy, it's easier for them, you know, it's quicker to get a laugh also versus right. Like if you go to a comedy club, you go and you expect to show up and you're like, and everyone just stares at you like, all right, make me laugh, funny right. boy, yeah, come on.
Some people are kind of resistant yeah. to laughing when they're in that setting.
But it's like, you know, I'll play a song that's like filled with heartache and then I'll crack a joke about something or other. And, you know, it's like taking them from one place of listening to this sad song to then, you know, just cracking up.
Well, thanks for coming in and playing for us
today.
Thank
you for having us.
The new album's great, The Wondrous Folly of Von Frog.